This is Uncle Steve for the Big Alaska Show. A few years back, co-host Mike Ford did an interview with former governor of Alaska, Wally Hickel. An eternal optimist, Wally always spoke about the future and how bright it was, but he also spoke of the importance of leaving something behind greater than ourselves. With the recent passing of Barry Mattson, a beloved leader in the biking community here in Alaska, I couldn't help but reflect back on Wally Hickel's words. Biker Patty Bogan and Ken Costin, president of ABATE, Alaska Bikers Advocating Training and Education, share their stories.
We were going over to the Harley shop, House of Harley Davidson on Spinard Road. And back in 1990, it was a whole different look to that shop than what it is now. And there was this little red bike sitting on the floor over there. And it was such a pretty little thing. And I'm attracted to things that are bright and shiny. And this little bike was bright and shiny. It was a 1984 Superglide, a candy apple red. So I didn't have a motorcycle license. So I met Barry, and Barry took me for a ride on that motorcycle. So that was the first ride that I had. And he was kind enough to be nice to me. Of course, it was a sale probably to him too, I know. But still, he could have just said, nah, sorry. But when I sat on that thing, I was flat-footed. It just felt like it fit. So a few days later, you know, I'm thinking about this. And I'm thinking, well, should I or shouldn't I? Should I or shouldn't I? And I asked, you know, Biker Bill, my person, and I said, well, what do you think? Well, that's up to you. And I had already signed up for a motorcycle safety course through ABATE because I thought it would make me a better passenger for riding behind Biker Bill. So I was afraid to go over to the Harley shop by myself, though. You know, back then, you know, that's 30 some years ago. And I just wasn't real comfortable with that because I was the kind, I looked a lot like being a librarian. I guess I shouldn't give librarians a bad name, but, you know, I just didn't look the type that was going to be riding a motorcycle. So I conned this girl at work to go with me over to the Harley shop. And I sat on it again. And I just thought, I'm going to buy this bike. So that night I went home and I said, I'm going to buy that bike. So the next day, into the Harley shop, Biker Bill and I go. Well, I didn't want to wait for a loan. When I want something, I want it right now. I want it today. I don't want to wait. So I didn't want to wait for a loan. So I started pulling out a stack of credit cards like that. Well, put $500 on this one, put $1,000 on that one. Can you put $1,500 on this one? And so I was putting some on all of these different cards. Biker Bill was horribly, horribly embarrassed by the whole thing and walked out the door. So he didn't have to see that. Barry was kind enough to let me buy that bike on credit cards. And they don't do that kind of stuff anymore because of the fees and things that are involved with credit cards and credit card machines and stuff. But he was just kind. And even then, you know, the thing that you remember most about Barry is the million-dollar smile. Mm-hmm. He has a smile, and his daughter, Dia, has inherited that. It would just light up a room. He's one of two guys that I have met in my life that have done that, and they've both passed at this point. In fact, this year. And the other one was involved with Hogg. So he and Barry knew each other, but there was always that huge smile that he had. And I never saw him angry. Maybe he got angry, but I never saw that. And we were at odds there for a little while because of something that had happened. And even then he came to me and he said, well, I understand that, you know, you're not real happy with Hogg. And I said, well, Barry, not Hogg that I'm upset with, it's you. But he still had a smile on his face. And so we talked about it and everything was fine after that. And, you know, even though I didn't like something that he had done, I never, ever disliked Barry. You know, the people that I hang around with, we all loved Barry.
I'm here with Ken Costin, the president of ABATE, Alaska Bikers Advocating Training and Education. You being the president of ABATE, Ken, maybe you could give us a little bit of background about ABATE and the value you see that it brings to our community, of which Barry was one of the founders.
Yes, yes, that is correct. The thing about Barry was he owned the Harley dealership, but his thing was, you know, man, if you're on two wheels, that's good. You know, yes, he would rather you buy a Harley, obviously, because he owned the Harley dealership. But Barry was the type that, man, if you're on two wheels, you're understanding the freedom of the wind blowing in your hair. Barry was very adamant about bikers' rights. That's one of the reasons why I do believe that he was one of the founding fathers of Abate, was that he wanted to make sure that motorcyclists in the state of Alaska were represented. By having Abate, they could take those voices and collectively try and move legislation, state legislation, and give back to the community. That's one of the things that Barry was very adamant about. And you see that with the House of Harley, they did a lot of donations for military. He was very actively involved in the military community. He was very involved in the whole Anchorage community. Yes, he was a biker first, but he wanted to make sure that the whole Alaska community was represented. Yeah, he always made sure to give back to his community. I personally didn't know Barry, but one of the things I do know is there was never a day that if you ever saw Barry, he wasn't smiling.
I've known you for a while, Ken, and I really appreciate your dedication to Abate and taking it a next step up and always striving to make it better. You've put in a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in this, pal, but I've watched it and watched it grow. How proud Barry would be of where Abate is today from when it started. How many lives would you guess losing and injuries you've prevented?
I would say quite a bit, you know.
Come on, put a number to it, Costin. Show some guts.
Yeah, I'm not going to put a number to it, but I will tell you a story of one of my good friends took the ARC class, which is Advanced Riders Course, and she took it on her cruiser. And she said, you know, I was smiling at the end. I learned how to drag and learned how not to drag my pegs. But she said, where I know the class paid off was on the way home. I went through a roundabout and I got into a situation. She said, had I not learned that skill in that class, I would be dead today.
Wow.
And she said, so it let me know that that class was worth everything that I paid to take it. One of the things, Steve, that I wanted to say is that Barry Madsen was a legend. He was very well known in the Alaska motorcycle community. You know, like you said, he started Abate. You know, he was one of the founders that started Abate. And the main thing was that he wanted people to ride and have fun. You know, he served his time in the military. He came out and he started the House of Harley, and he made it into one of Alaska's most successful businesses. He will be very, very missed. I've heard a lot of stories, and you know, people have different stories, and I'm looking forward. I'm not looking forward to, but I'm going to be going to his celebration of life and going to the after party. And I think it'll be interesting because you'll get to hear stories about Barry that people tell that show what his character was and how he generally was a great guy. And he put some big shoes for somebody to have to follow behind and fill. And he's going to be very, very much missed in this community. I'm proud that I get to work on something that Barry started. And I hope that I can be one of the ones to help move it forward to where Barry would have wanted it to go. One of the things I know that Barry had always, he wanted Abate to be the state organization. And now Abate of Alaska is the state organization. And now you have different chapters. You have the Anchorage chapter, you have the Southern Peninsula chapter, you have a Juneau chapter, you have a chapter up in Fairbanks, far north. And then you have the Valley Abate. And we're now moving to that, you know, trying to become that state organization so that we can do what Barry always wanted, truly fight for bikers' rights in this state, in the state of Alaska.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ken. Well said.
Thank you for having me, Steve. I really appreciate it.